This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Tonight marks the final game for Gavin Cooper with the North Queensland Cowboys when they take on the Broncos down in Brisbane. This is a huge game because he's played 246 games for the Cowboys, which is massive. He's been an integral part of the team and he joins us right now. Coops, how are you?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to the end as well.
Has it been quite the year for you?
It's been challenging on many fronts, not just footy, obviously life and everything that's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
But it's given us something to look forward to. I knew that this is my last time in the Cowboys colours this year, but making it official a couple of weeks back, there's been a lot of messages of support. And then even last week at home, it was, very emotional, but it was a great night.
Tell us more about that, because when you ran out, your beautiful wife and your kids were there. Being in the NRL bubble and on the field, you weren't able to touch them, which would have been so hard. I think every bone in your body would have wanted to go over and give them a big kiss. But tell us more about the emotions of your last game in Townsville, because, you know, playing in North Queensland, it's been such a big thing. It's a big part of your life. I'd imagine the emotions would have been quite overwhelming.
Yeah, they were. And like I said, running out, being able to see Tennille and the kids was big. The boys, even though we drummed into them, I wasn't allowed to touch them. They still reached out to try and knuckles. So yeah. Tennille quickly grabbed them by the arms and near dislocated shoulders. But we, and then my parents were able to come up as well. And they were down there on the field as well. And they've obviously been there, obviously, since the start. Took me to my first footy game when I was 4 years old. So, it was very emotional to see those guys there. And I had a big crew of supporters in the corner and doing one last lap. It actually really only hit me on our second last home game after we beat the Dragons. When I was walking around, I was like, this is nearly over. So, I had a bit of time to process it and then had a chance to have a couple of beers with the boys in the shed afterwards, which was really enjoyable since we can't actually go anywhere and have a beer. Yeah.
That's true. So what's the future look like for you? It hasn't been announced what is actually happening after you finish with the Cowboys. Are you allowed to tell us any info?
No, I'm James Bond. I'm just flying under the radar. No, it's I just haven't closed all the doors. There are some opportunities to head overseas, but like I said, the world being the world right now, I'm not too sure if I really want to do that, because you never know, maybe over there and things may go for worse. If I do push those doors closed, you'll definitely see my face about the place.
All right, just quickly before we let you go, last game tonight, wearing those Cowboys colours, Cowboys taking on the Broncos at Suncorp Stadium. This is going to be an absolute pearler. Of course, going out, ending the season the way it started for the Cowboys. It started with a Queensland derby. It's ending with one. This is going to be fantastic footy tonight, no matter what.
Very much so. Hopefully we can go out on with a win and give those boys the spoon. It'll put a big smile on my face.
Me too!
We also can't wait to see you around, Coops, without any facial injuries. I don't know what it is, but your face is always injured.
Too much moisturising when I was young, I think.
Yeah. It's too soft.
That's just his face, Gabby. Don't
no,
be rude.
There's always black eyes
it's
and cut lips.
The way the man looks. Gavin Cooper, you have been... It's been an honour.
A legend.
It's been an honour to watch you all these years, mate. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service to the Cowboys jersey as a fan. Yeah, I just love it, mate, and we're going to miss you so much.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'll never know. I might find myself in a chair next to you guys. I've got a head for radio, so it might be
interesting. We might become a trio instead of a duo.
Gabby made that thing very clear about the head for radio, didn't she?
She did. I could see the angle. I could see the angle.
Well played. Thanks, Coops. The Hit Breakfast Show.